the earliest Sforim, Yiddish Sforim, that was published was the Rambam. It was first published in Rome in the year of Reish Mem, 1480. We don't have that edition, but we have part of the edition of Sonsino, Reish Nun, 1490. We have about 20 pages of that edition that we found in binding of other Sforim, printed a little later in that era. Years later, we already discussed in previous lectures that in Venice opened a large print house by Bomberg. He published many Yiddish Sforim in a period of about 30 years. In the year of Reish Pei Daled, he published the Rambam. Together with the Rambam, he printed two of the commentaries on the Rambam, the Magid Mishneh and the Migdaleis. And this was the main edition of the Rambam for the next 25 years. We already discussed that Bomberg had his print shop in Venice for a period of 30 years till about Chin Ches, 1548. Then he retired and he left Venice, and in Venice opened two large print houses for printing Jewish books. One was by the owner of Bragadin, and the second was by the owner of Justinian. And they had some kind of fight between them who should get the market of the Jewish Sforim. So the Rambam was the key sefer that they both decided to print it in a large, nice format. Bragadin hired then the Goyen, the mayor of Padve, Maharam Padve. He should serve as a proofreader for this edition of the Rambam. Not only proofreading, but he also added commentaries on the Rambam that was published in that edition. But Justinian decided that he wants to get the market. He knew that if Bragadin has the comments of the Maharam Mipadve, and he wouldn't have that comments, so Bragadin is going to get more of the market. What did he decide to do? He waited till they printed the Rambam by Bragadin, and then he got one copy, and he copied from there all the comments of the Maharam Mipadve. And he also wrote on the front page that this is a special edition of the Rambam Muge with comments, commentary by the Maharam Mipadve. Obviously, this was a gneve. It was not fair, not only for the printer of Bragadin, it wasn't fair for the Maharam Mipadve, that he was hired and working for Bragadin, and here Justinian is stealing all his work. In that years, the Pesach Adair in that area was the Ramoish Israelish, that he then wrote the Haggoes and the Shulchan Aruch that we learn till today. He wrote them a tshuva to Klal Yisrael. You shall know that the Maharam Padve wrote his comments for the printer Bragadin, and Justinian stole it, and therefore you should buy the Rambam of Bragadin. Justinian became very upset. Here he is losing the market of the Jews. He decided to go with a Messire to the government. To the Catholic Church. And then it came back another Messire of Bragadin. And as usually when two goyim, two pritzim are fighting, the result comes that they fight the Jews. So they started giving Messires on all Sforim of the Jewish people, mainly about the Shash, mainly about the Talmud Bavli. They found there some comments in the Talmud that are not honorable for the Catholic belief and for their founder. It took 2 years till it came out the Gzeiras HaTalmud, Sreifas HaTalmud, they should burn and take away all the Talmuds that are in the whole Italy. We already discussed that in a previous lecture. We didn't discuss then what brought this Gzeira, and that's the printing of the Mishneh Torah of the Rambam in the year of Shin Yud, 1550, by Bragadin and Justinian in Venice, that brought about this Gzeira of Sreifas HaTalmud in Shin Yud Gimel, 3 years later, in the year of 1553. There is one more edition of the Rambam that is worth to notice, which was published 24 years later in Venice. The Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo of Tzfas in Israel, wrote a commentary on the Rambam, which is called Kesef Mishneh, and he sent it to print in the new edition of the Rambam in Venice, printed in Shin Lamed Dalet, 1574. Since then, all the Rambams that are published over the generations are always coming together with these three commentaries, the Magid Mishneh and the Migdal Eis, that are already published in Reish Pei Dalet by Bomberg, and then the commentary of Kesef Mishneh by Rabbi Yosef Karo that was added in the year of Shin Lamed Dalet, 1574. Obviously, we have all these editions, the Bomberg, Bragadin, Justinian, and the new one that was published with the Pirush of Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Kesef Mishneh, in Shin Lamed Dalet in 1574.